The Adirondack Champlain Telemedicine Information Network, known as ACTION, has been in the works for several years. It will link hospitals and health centers in New York and Vermont. Plattsburgh's CVPH Medical Center is the lead healthcare provider for the system, which President Stevens Mundy explained includes 8 hospitals and 40 primary care facilities across 8 counties.
It's going to allow us to improve the care and maximize cost efficiencies. So many times tests are done over here, and when a patient goes across the lake and a physician wants to access the results, it's very difficult at times, and they get repeated because they need that information then. And if we don't have to repeat that, then that becomes a much more efficient system.
CVPH Medical Center shares a cardiologist with the Messina Memorial Hospital. Messina's Senior Director for Public Relations and Planning, Tina Cochran, says the ACTION Network improves telemedicine across northern New York.
A lot of times we think of our IT department, we take them for granted. The only time we really need to call them is something's going wrong. And what we're reaching here today is kind of remarkable, that we're connecting all these hospitals together. The ACTION Network will now let us more readily share access and information, additionally expanding the telemedicine through interactive audiovisual media, such as the voice and the video for consultation and conducting examinations. This project means one thing: continuity of care for all the people in Northern New York.
Fletcher Allen Healthcare in Burlington is the primary trauma facility for the region. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Adam Buckley spoke with Dan Davis, the hospital's IT manager, about the new technology.
The amount of data you're pushing is massive, so it'll allow us to seamlessly integrate that data, which is so critical for patient care. I'm going to turn it over to Dan Davis.
What's really impressive to me is what this network can do. Because of cost and the need to manage cost, we only used internet connections to hospitals in the North Country up to this point. And for roughly the same cost, we get 1,000 times improvement connection to all of the hospitals throughout the North Country. And what that really means to me is the trauma patient who's been seen at the ER at Interlakes, whose images on their way to Fletcher Allen while the patient was being transferred were competing with YouTube, are now on a dedicated, reliable, high-speed network, which is incredibly important.
The region has not had the fiber optic network capabilities in the past. With the infrastructure in place, Fort Drum Regional Health Planning Organization Regional Telemedicine Project Manager Bob Hunt says it will be easy to link this ACTION network to other fiber optic telemedicine networks in central and western New York State.
This is actually fairly advanced. There are not that many locations in the country that are as tied together as the ACTION network and the Fort Drum network as we are now. California's got a pretty good jump on it. Alaska, of course, has done a lot of telemedicine. But as far as New York goes, we're right out there. Fort Drum was one of the first 4 projects to actually come up in the nation under this rural healthcare pilot program, and ACTION is right behind them. As soon as this next line comes up, they'll be pretty much caught up with one another. They're both starting to do the same types of things now. Now they can take advantage of those systems to send images and data and things like that.
The Federal Rural Healthcare Pilot Program awarded a nearly $9 million grant to complete the network. It includes hospitals and health centers in Clinton, Essex, Franklin, Rensselaer, Saratoga, St. Lawrence, Warren, and Washington counties, and the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe in New York and Fletcher Allen Healthcare in Vermont. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.